just to, in brief, mention about my staff down at the service club. It's a very ticklish thing, and I think I've been short-tempered and irritable and what have you recently, but they drive you to drink. The thing that makes it very difficult is that five men work for me. Of the five, one really speaks and understands English. There are two others that can speak a little bit of English. They think they speak English well, but they don't understand it. And I have two that don't understand anything in English. So when you're asking somebody to do something and he stands there looking at you like you're an idiot, it's very difficult. It really is. And several times I have gone in the morning. See, I work a lot of 1 in the afternoon to 10. Excuse me. I work from 1 to 10. But my work schedule is posted on the bulletin board. So very often I do not go in at 1, but I might go down at 9 or 10 in the morning. And this week, last week, I guess, I walked in 3 times in the morning when I wasn't due to work. And they're sleeping, sound asleep on the couch. Well, they're not supposed to do this. So the club opens at 1 o'clock to the GI. But they get there at 8 in the morning. It's not the clean club today. So, and of course, I think the Korean men find it very difficult to take orders from a woman. Because the women here, their society, they don't play the role of a boss or a professional person. Or, you know, they're still back in the dark ages somewhere, for the most part. It makes it very, very hard. And, oh, there are times I just get so frustrated with this. And they know when I get mad, but that's the only time they'll do it. When I start raving, and what embarrasses them is, like, another example, they wash and wax the floor almost daily. Well, when they do it with the buffer machine, of course it cannot get to the edges or the corners. And when they put the wax down, this is, builds up in the corners and around the edges, you see. So the only way you can get the wax off is to scrape it, or with steel wool. Well, I couldn't find the steel wool. There hasn't been any yet. So they said to me, they haven't done this in months, see. And I finally said, look, this wax buildup along the edges has got to be cleaned up. So they said, well, we can't do it with the steel wool. I said, give me a tissue. I took a tissue, and I got down on my knees, and I wet it, and I scrubbed it, you know, and a lot of it came up. I said, you don't need steel wool. You can get a knife and scrape this. So when you do that, you embarrass them. You really do. When they see me do something, immediately they want to do it. They want to take it away from me. So this is what I have to do very often. I have to embarrass them by doing it myself and showing them. But I spend more time checking up on them, on who's working. I mean, I have to go around and tell them what to do, and they've been in this business for years, most of them. But as I say, this is the Korean way. Is if you can get away with it, that's the better you are. You're a better person if you can get away with doing nothing. It's crazy. You're even a better person if you can steal and not get caught. Really, it's a queer culture in some things. I mean, it isn't queer. It's only queer because it's not our custom. It's not our way of thinking. And for the most part, I'm extremely patient, I think. But there are times when you just feel that you're being taken advantage of. And as I say, as one person, it's going to be very difficult to do. But I'm not going to get upset about it. Like today, I'm supposed to work 1 to 10 tonight. Well, I just came home at 3:30 and decided to call it quits. I have somebody down there, my chief honcho. In fact, hold on, there's the phone. Speaking of the devil, that phone call was Mr. Kim, my honcho down at the service club. I told him to call me. I don't want him to do anything anymore unless he calls me. I have a way of doing things backwards. Anyway, Mr. Shin is coming up tomorrow morning to fix some equipment. I have a couple of amplifiers that don't work. We have a TV, you know, in my service club. I've never seen it. I mean, it's sitting right there in the lounge, but I don't have time to sit and watch it. And recently it hasn't been working at all. When we do get a picture, it isn't a very clear one. So they're going to look at that and have an air conditioner that's been broke since last summer. And it's almost impossible to get something that's fixed because the parts just don't exist. Everything has to be built through the mail. Oh, it's a lot of paperwork, you know? I don't know, maybe it's just me. This whole week I have only been a few hours in the club. And I'm supposed to have worked this whole week, but as I said, I was sole one day. I've just been taken off. And, well, I've been trying to get Micah help a bit in some of the things that she had to do. But as far as my work hours, boy, again, of course, I'll have to adhere to regulations a little bit better when Ruth gets back. She'll be back in about a week or so. But the last 2 months, I just go in when I feel like it. I mean, I do the work. Sometimes, as I say, I spend longer hours because I have to try and be there some mornings to check on staff, some nights to run the program. So I like the part about coming and going. One of these days I'll get hung for it, but until such time, I'm not going to worry about it. Okay, I wanted to make a few comments on your take. First of all, I'm very, very happy that you are enjoying Clive Decker. I really am. Be sure that, and I just say this, that I know, or at least assume that you have read it over and whatnot, that you're working it right and you're getting the full benefit of the controls and what have you. And I listened to all the slides you mentioned, and it brought back a number of pleasant moments. The ranch, the skiing, what have you. Yes, I do remember all of them. About the slide trays, I haven't seen any circular ones, ones that hold 100. But I did see the oblong ones the other day. And over here, they run $3.35, I think it was, or 3 1/4 per tray. Now that's a lot, because most of the trays here cost about 60 or 80 cents, a dollar, something like that. But that's a metal tray. It's not one of these plastic ones. Now, I don't even know, Duchess, and I'm not that familiar, but I think Sawyer is an American make. I don't know if it's a Japanese name or brand or... So that the reason I mention is because sometimes in the States, stateside prices are almost the same on an American product there as they would be here. We get a tremendous discount on Japanese makes, anything in the Orient, but stateside prices don't vary that much, stateside items. So just check. Now, as I say, I haven't seen the round ones, but I will look and see what they run. And if there's a big difference, then I'll pick some up and mail them to you. But if there isn't that much of a difference, it may not be worthwhile. So just ask next time you get in there. I think that drugstore you go to could tell you what the 100 tray run as far as price. Anyway, I think probably they would be better in the long run, too. Okay, now, since I received your tape, you have another tape from me, I believe, and on there I mentioned about Mother might wanting a wig. You might check that out. I knew you'd be delighted about the wig. I thought, that doesn't want a wig. And as I say, it's very hard sometimes when I go down to Seoul because this is an exporting distributor. It's not the factory. And nobody speaks English, and it's a tooth and nail type of deal. But I will get it if you send it. I don't know just when, you know. But I haven't gotten my own. As I said, they just didn't have it. So I knew you'd be excited. If anybody wants them, and again here, I don't know whether they'd be a customs to ship them home. I really don't know. Maybe I can check. I don't know. I was very, very upset. I mean, for the moment, just to hear about Bert Raymond. I just never knew the woman to be ill since I've seen her. Too bad. It really is. A lovely woman. Lovely person. Pat's sister, I know. I have met her, the one I think that passed away. She has the other one that lives here. I don't even know the other's name, but see Pat and talk to him. Please send regrets, condolences, and just tell Pat once again hello. tape is running out, but I'm very pleased about the lampshades. I think they look beautiful, and I haven't even seen them. And thanks very, very much for all the communication between you and Aunt Lizzie. I'm glad to hear about Bess. I really am. And as I say, I would write, but I'm not supposed to know, and I don't want to cause more confusion, so I don't. And I must write Mother a line. It was good to hear Mother's voice on the phone. On the phone. On the tape. I tell you, I'm cracking up. It is never dull. Just never. But I know Aunt Lizzie is happy about this. And just don't make it a project for yourself. I'm so afraid that you spend so much time on my behalf. And don't be upset if I don't get mail. It's all right. Make the tapes, you know, when you can. And, I have to laugh when you're talking to me on a tape, see, and you say, oops, a tape just came from you. Let me go and listen. Go and listen. You come back and you tell me what you're going to have for lunch. I'm waiting for a response from my tape, and by that time, your tape is running out. Oh, dear. Anyway, I really enjoyed the tape, and it came at a very good time. I must say, I'm just so tired of going to the airport and saying goodbye to someone. Do this constantly. And just one thing I'm talking about is what? The day is behind us. I just want to add another thing. It is raining here today. That may not sound important, but I think it's the first time it has rained in months. It has only rained maybe 8 or 9 times since I've been in Korea, since November 16th. Right. So today it is raining, this afternoon it has started. Again, let me congratulate you on your bowling scores. I think you're doing very well for a poor, sick, little old widow orphan lady. Oh, just take care of yourself, Duchess. That's most important, above everything else. And I'm happy to hear that you're meeting such nice people and you're getting a chance to get out. That's good.